SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israeli forces battling Hamas in Gaza's two largest cities. The U.S. is providing unwavering diplomatic and military support for the campaign, even as it has urged Israel to minimize civilian casualties and further mass displacement. Meanwhile, the former commander of U.S. Southern Command, Admiral James Stavridis, says the U.S. should welcome allied naval assistance in the Middle East.
So why not try and get as many allies as you can into the game? It's what we did against the Somali pirates. It's good policy to bring them in. But I'll stop where I started, which is, you're right, we don't have enough ships.
Stavridis was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, a jury has been seated in the Georgia election workers' defamation damages trial against Rudy Giuliani.
At stake is how much Rudy Giuliani might have to pay two Georgia election workers he falsely accused of fraud while pushing Donald Trump's claims after the 2020 election. The former New York City mayor has already been found liable in the defamation lawsuit brought by Ruby Freeman and her daughter Shay Moss. They endured threats and harassment after becoming the target of a conspiracy theory spread by Trump and his allies. The claims about the election workers were quickly debunked by Georgia officials who found no improper counting of ballots. I'm Shelley Adler.
We will be getting a key economic indicator tomorrow.
It's a leading barometer of inflation. It's due for release tomorrow. The Labor Department issues its November report on prices at the consumer level. Overall, inflation did not rise from September to October, the first time that consumer prices collectively hadn't risen month over month in more than a year.
Correspondent Rich Thomason says analysts expect prices remain flat from October to November. This is SRN News. The head of a women's group embraces transgenderism.
You might think that Fatima Graves, president of the National Women's Law Center, would be leading the fight to keep males out of female sports, but she's not. In recent testimony before a congressional committee, Graves argued that men must be allowed to compete against women, dismissing concerns about men's inherent physical advantages with a remarkable statement that, quote, body diversity is an inherent part of sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christmas in the Holy Land will be a somber affair this year due to the war in Gaza. Officials in Bethlehem say there will be no Christmas tree and all celebrations will be muted. One local pastor tells Reuters, "We have never seen Bethlehem like this, not even during the time of COVID. The town is empty and sad." The lack of tourism will be a blow to the Israeli economy, which counts on large numbers of Christians visiting over the holidays. This is SRN News. Uber's stock is set to join the S&P 500 index later this month.
It's the latest sign that the ride-hailing and delivery company is turning its business around after struggling through much of the pandemic. The San Francisco-based company will be added to the index prior to the opening of trading on December 18th. Joining the S&P 500 can be a big boost for a stock because the index is widely tracked by many funds. That translates into more demand for stocks in the index, driving up their price.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Smile Direct Club is shutting down just months after the struggling teeth straightening company filed for bankruptcy. That leaves existing customers in limbo. Smile Direct Club's aligner treatment through its telehealth platform is no longer available, and customer care support has also ceased. Little information about refund requests are available yet. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.